Time for pregame coverage right here on KKIA 92.9. The Moose getting ready for Esack County Boys Soccer. Pregame coverage brought to you by Schmidt Construction. And now joining me, head coach of the Esack County Boys Soccer team, head coach Sam Ellison. Coach, before we talk about the season at hand, walk us through a little bit of last year. A year of much improvement on the offensive side of things, and then, of course, getting that exciting playoff win at the end of the year as well.
Yeah, last year I think we really grew as a team. Started off good expectations of winning some games and stuff, and we were in every game we played for the most part. There's some that got away from us, but there was a couple games where we were ahead going into the last part of the second half where I think we probably should have turned that around in our favor. But then towards the end of the season, we started making some momentum and putting some goals up and really expanding the difference in the goals, winning a couple games 3-0, but also then going into that playoff game, getting a home game and winning our first district game was big for the kids. And it piles onto the expectations for this year, which the kids made them all write out their goals, and every one of them is to go farther than we have. I mean, they have big expectations for themselves, and they should, and looking forward to our first game today and see how that goes.
Talk about some of the learning lessons from last year. You talk about those one goal games. A couple of those were games that, like you said, got away from you. What does that do for a team, you know, knowing that they're right there? I mean, frustrating at points last year, I'm sure, but in the lens of coming into this year, I mean, that's got to be something that pushes you forward in these games.
It's a teaching moment because you got to learn from the loss. If you don't learn from the loss, it's just a loss. But if you learn from it and it helps you throughout the season and you can expound on it, then it's a valuable lesson, coaches included. You got to see what went wrong and how you're going to reevaluate yourself and the positions that we're playing. It's just something that you have to just use as a building block. I mean, I think those losses helped us later on in the season play a tighter game and win some close matches.
Chatting with head coach Sam Ellis in the pregame show, again brought to you by Schmidt Construction. And now you look at this season. Before we dial into today's game, kind of give us some insights on the season. I mean, you guys have a nice little homestand here once you get done with a couple of road games. And then you get in the back part of the season, and it seems like you're on the road more than you're at home. Give us some thoughts on this and maybe a couple of dates on the calendar you've got circled. I mean, obviously tonight's one with the opener.
Basically, the one we focus on is the first one. I mean, we had some scrimmages leading up that are going to help us, but the one we have circled is the first one. The season starts today, and that we'll build off of that, and then we'll focus on the next game. By the time we get to the playoffs, we'll be focused on that too. But big picture, we got to focus on today and get better and improve throughout the game and improve to the next game. But we have this one circled. I think we have a lot of games on our schedule that are good matchups for us, but there are also a lot of games are 50-50, and we just have to come to play. And hopefully tonight we can show our attitude and effort and finally believe in ourselves as a team and have a good showing tonight.
You talked about it there, a good showing tonight. Give us some of those insight from a coaching perspective. You come into the season and you talk about road warriors right out of the gate, AHSTW tonight, then next week Logan Magnolia and Panorama. From a coaching perspective, is it better to get on the road early, or would you rather be sitting at home, or is it one of those things that just is what it is?
Well, at this point, we're just happy to have a schedule, and we'll play whoever, whenever we can, because we're really excited to get to play tonight. It's a different venue we have never played at. It's a grass field, so it's going to help. It's going to give us different options going on through the season. We're playing on different types of turf, different types of lengths and widths of and dimensions of the field. So I think it's going to help us out in the long run.
Once again, chatting with head coach of Esack County Boys Soccer, head coach Sam Ellis. Again, pregame coverage brought to you by Schmidt Construction. And finally, coach, you finally get to the game tonight, AHSTW, a team you played last year. Close in the first half, your team was able to pull away with 3 goals in the second half. Talk about the game, what you can remember from last year's matchup against AHSTW, the time in the game last year.
Yeah, I think last year was basically a lot of us trying to just, we were pushing in the first half. We were getting shots on goal, just nothing was going through, and then we kind of broke through in the second half, and our defense shut down some pretty good players for them, and we ended up winning 3-0 there. And this year they have to return a really good forward, and I think they have a couple other guys returning or foreign exchange students that are going to help. help them out. So we have to be ready on the back line of our defense, and we have to possess the ball and put shots on goal and just kind of try to get the first goal and then add to that.
And then last question for you, Coach. You talked about a little bit of the keys to the game there, but what are you hoping to see out of your team? I mean, it's a brand-new season. You guys haven't played yet. The Vikings haven't played yet. What are you looking to see out of your team in the first half here in this matchup tonight?
I think for us to be successful, we got to control the possession of the ball, and we have to build from our back line to our midfield, to our forwards. If we do that, I think we're going to take away their chances of scoring that way. They're quick hit and big. They're going to go for the home run every time they can. We just got to keep that away from them, make sure we possess the ball, make sure that they're defending us most of the time. And goal is to have over 60% possession and string a lot of passes together and put shots on frame, on goal, and make the goalkeeper have to handle them.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Thank you so much for the time, and good luck in the opener tonight.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the coverage as always. Looking forward to the season.
And that was head coach Sam Ellis of East Sac County Boys Soccer. Pregame coverage will continue right after this. Again, pregame coverage brought to you by Schmidt Construction.